Today's shir is Rav Shlomo Yosef and Rachel and Rav Shlomo Akiva ben Yocheved and David Shlomo ben Itai Libo.
Is it possible that the battery is dead?
Don't tell me it's dead again.
No, it's good.
Okay, it's good. So let's just finish the last sugya.
You thought it was dead?
The last sugya is we had the Mishnah, Rishus HaGvoya Bekes, Rishus HaHedya Bechazoko, Amirosa HaGvoya, Kuzosa HaHedya, that Rishus HaGvoya, which means that when it comes to Hektish, Mois is Koinus. But the regular, the normal guy works with Chazoko or Meshicha, they say, regular Kenyan. And another thing, Amirosa HaGvoya, Kuzosa HaHedya, that is, it's very, you say something to Hektish, even if it's in Mississippi, it's still like it's given over to Hedyet, to Hektish. Tarabon, Ketzer, Shusak Voya, Bekesiv, Gizbish, Nosam, Mois, Behema. I feel the Behema safe for Oilam. If he gives the money, even the animals of the West and the other side of the world, Kana, over Hedyet, like Kana, Shim, Shah Ketzer, I'm Rosal Gvoya, Kusasa Hedyet, I'm sure that Oilam, Beza, Hektish, feel the safe for Oilam, Kana. Hedyet, like Kana, Shim, Shah, if you ask, you have to do some kind of Kenyan, it doesn't just work. Mashkai, Bemana, now going in Bezdin. In Hektish, a regular guy did a meshicha on something that's worth $100, and then the hispik lefdoisoi to get it from the gizber ad shav masayim means he's buying something from Hektish. The noisim masayim he gets to give $200 because the bottom line is he's not cutting it till he finishes paying. So merely he has to pay the full price, which is now $200. He lost $100 because if he would have paid right then and there, he would have been done, but he didn't. What if my time? Venosa kesef v'kamloi. You have to give the money, and you didn't give the money. So until you give the money, it's not yours. Moshka masayim.
Buying aliyus is the same. The inflation.
Moshka masayim. We're happy if you pay the regular price, you know. Moshka masayim. Lehizuk loyzat shi'am b'mano. Noisa masayim. My time. Lehizuk hedyet. Yechamu hektish. You can't make hektish lose more than hedyet. What about padu masayim? Lehizuk moshka shi'am b'mano. Noisa masayim. So you redeem in 200, and you didn't do a mashicha till it went down a price. Deflation. Noisa masayim. My timer. V'nosa kesev v'kamloi. V'nosa kesev v'kamloi. Padre mano. Leispik li moshka acham masayim. Masha padre padre. V'noisa l'mano. You're done. Amai frit ma'achran. Nem li yekoi chay chom. How can you do that? They're losing out. So much as atu hajid la v'mishiparakoi. What do you mean? Hajid has the same halacha. You're not allowed. You can't go back on your word. So, it's not. We're saying lo yeh koyach hedyet chamur mehektish. It's not same halacha. You have the same problems. Okay, that was yesterday's mishnah. Now we're getting into a new sugya. This sugya really has no shayches that was told before. There's a bunch of shot and why we bring in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about the mitzvahs that the father has to the son and the son has to the father. The Ritva says the reason why I bring it in is because one of the things the papa has to the son is to marry him off. Since we're handling Kedushin, so we're bringing down. Yeah. We start on time. I don't know if you noticed. You want a coffee, Mother?
Yeah.
I have one right here. I'll bring iced coffee. It'll wake you up. I'll bring you one tomorrow, so you don't have to go out. Gomez Zaben. That's one of the things it says over here. See issue. Yeah. The Marit says that we're busy marrying off our daughter, right? That most people, when it comes to a daughter, they're very busy. He says the Chiv is the son.
It's only
because
of the crisis.
That's the crisis, yeah. Okay, anyway, that's one shot. That Machna has a whole lamdashib shot. He says that there's five kinyanim of the Abishah, the Klai Yisrael, and each one is connected one. It's a lamdashib shot, ayin chum. We'll go to Ritva, that since it's Kedushin, so I'm able to bring in this whole Mishnah, but it's a pretty big sugi to bring in just because of Zayit Gazach. But okay. Komezah ben, it's a Geshmaka Mishnah, Geshmaka Gemara. Komezah ben, Alav. A lot of stuff over here. A lot of stuff here. Pay attention. Komezah ben, Alav. A noshim chayov, a noshim turis. So anything that the papa is mechuyev to do for the son, he's mechuyev, and the lady is a potter. Komezah av al ben, means any kibbutz, we'll see what it is. Echad a noshim, ve echad noshim chayov. That over there, it's bilingual. Both people. Chometz is asei shehazman grama, and enim is asei shehazman grama, which means like
sukkah
shofar tzitzis, and noshim chayovim v'noshim paturis. Chometz asei shelo hazman grama, like what's the last say hazman grama? Mezuzah. Very good. Who? Kashrus. Kashrus a mitzvah.
Keep it out.
I guess so, yeah. Kibarav. That's very good. What? That are not.
That
are Zman Grama. That are Zman Grama. What? Shaifa Sukkah Lulav. Most of them are saying are not Zman Grama. Okay. Okay. I'm sure that today Matzah is Zman Grama. Yeah.
No, but it's still
clear. Still clear, yeah. Shloiz man grama, echad anoshim, ve'echad anoshim chayovim. V'chomitz is lois asei, means the lav, ve'in shas man grama, shloiz man grama, echad anoshim chayovim. That would be a kashrus. Chutzim v'al takif means to shave off the, over here, these corners, right? Pas arosh, which is this. Ubal Tashkis is Paz Zakan, the beard. The lady should shave the beard. If you see a lady with a beard, tell her she's allowed to shave. Ubal Tamil Mason, Ubal Tamil Mason, and she also, you're allowed to be Tamil Mason, if you're kind.
Here goes my coffee. Just go. Just go.
Where'd you get these cups? You stole my light.
I'm sorry.
Where'd you get them?
My mother-in-law's drawer.
She also shops at Amazing Sammy's?
Yes.
El Cheapo. El Cheapo. Never saw anybody in there.
There's another nine people sitting with her.
Now, okay. Who? What? What did you like there? It's interesting, the Shash says, the Shash says that Tyra, being with Tyra yourself on Yom Tov is a
right, Gary?
The Shash says that being with Tyra yourself on Yom Tov is something that is a mitzvah shehiyos man grama, and over there, why don't we bring that case also? So he says, one second, you like this one.
Agenda number one.
No, it's not agenda. Chaplain didn't go to mikveh, anyway, he's not going for a while. The mission is chutz about tam lemeisim, those last things. V'hodlim fashli in tumah beregel the Yisrael mazar malal kis b'shoshana shenahi af petumas nevelos af petumas nevelos and mele even a lady is mechuyev. So there a lady be mechuyev in that also. So tars miyantiv ladies are mechuyev too. That's what hit my eye. I don't know. Interesting. You know, but you had this on there. Haven't noticed. To be matari self for regular, I thought it was only it's for ladies also. Okay, you tell your wife, see how far you get. I mean, surely is good, but most people, Mike. Oh, in those days, yeah, but the minig would stay for today also. Yeah, but the minig would stay for today. The minig should stay for today. Okay, maybe they go to the lake. My comments are ben alav. My comments are ben alav. What is all this mitzvah ben alav? Ilema comments is the mechayev bro the mevad laaba. Any mitzvah that the son has to do her papa. Noshim paturah is v'tanya ish. Ainly eli ish. Ish minayin. Because I mean ish. Ima yivav tiro. Harikan shnayim.
We said just the opposite.
You see both.
our Mishnah said, when it says, Kol mitzvah ha-ben al ha'av, what does that mean?
That anything the son has to do to Papa.
That's not how you touched it. Right. So what's this? What's the Gemara saying? Kol mitzvah ha-ben al ha'av.
Well, the Gemara is trying to figure out what it is.
Oh.
So Gemara is saying, if you're going to say it's mitzvah the mechay brol mevel ha'ava, so nashim paturah is what Tanya can be. Ish, ainly el ish, ish aminayim, kshu amin ish imeva paturah, harei kan shnayim. Amar yudha hachkama. Like Shuli says, kol mitzvah ben hamutalei zala'av, that papa has to do la'az demanoi, anashim chayam, anashim paturah. They're women apot. Tanin lo atan rabbanu, av chayim benoi, lemoiloi. Papa has to give him a bris, v'lefdoisoi, and to redeem him pinyin ha-ben, v'lam de toiro, you got to teach him how to learn, v'asiya isho, you have to marry him off, v'lam de umnis, and teach him something to do, a facht, a work, v'yeshayim af ha-sita yamayim, you have to teach him how to swim. I saw a drash pshat, you have to teach him umnis, and Yeshem Asita Mayim is shot of umnas. Means you have to show him how to swim in the waters. That the business world is not so great out there. You know what I mean? If you're not going to teach him how to be erluch, then he might drown. But that's just a pshat. Review the Aimer. Kol she'enem lamed is b'roi, but really teach your son how to swim because you never know where you might end up. You know, end up in the Tveria and the Kinneret. You gotta swim across.
Boats for the main motor.
Yeah, just in those
so
days.
So here would be driving.
Yeah. Rashi Shem Yishri is Bifina of a Titba of Yistakim, any day Lashut. Yeah. Today you got to teach him how to drive. That's why Guggenheim's son's ready driving. It's crazy.
Your 9-year-old's been driving on the streets.
Yeah. Yeshayim, Chapel son's driving that race. If you die in your culture, Em Lam is B'nai Omnis. Malam de listis. If you don't teach your son an omnis, a facht, you don't teach him how to sell paper goods or how to sell diapers, then malam de listis. You're teaching him how to steal. Listis okadaita kwa. It's automatic. It's like a guarantee. If you don't teach him, mech teisi. Ela ki ilu malam de listis. Rashi says, kimen de ein loy omnis, but yeksa lachmoy, out of desperarity.
That's right.
Yelik of Froshas Drachim, the last of Zabrius. The guy's not gonna have a choice. He's got 15 kids. He's totally at a loss. Now it's interesting. A lady learning, right? We said there's only a chiyuv for a kid. A lady learning. I mean, I don't know about your daughter, but most daughters, unless she's in Andera, she's going to high school today. And she's learning.
You have to learn.
Yeah, so Lavaisa.
Excited, by the way. Yeah, it's not only his part.
I'm saying, I guarantee you that what they're doing today in that school, those trailers, that you could do even if you're not allowed to learn. I'm saying they're not really learning there today. Not for the next month. They're not learning there. There's nothing ready there. But anyway.
We're starting tomorrow, man.
Nope.
Oh, tomorrow?
Today.
Supposed to. Nope.
Anyway, it's fine. Yeah. You're going to American Dream.
Yeah.
We heard all about it. The Tully Berger came in. Yeah. Dobie Pecker had a lot to say on this one last night.
Nope.
That's Nachlas.
Two different headaches going on.
Yeah. send you.
Want to go home or you have to drop them off?
There's busing.
From house.
Coach busing. Avi switching school. Hello, Avi switching schools. He's real. Avi switching schools. Avi, you want to go to Nachas?
I don't think it takes another hour and a half to get away.
Anyway, okay, let's go.
Oh, pack it too.
How'd you get him out with this? Okay. Not a tiflis, yeah. So anyway, when a girl's learning, there is the Shulchan Aruch passing a girl that learns gets schar ke'ena mitzvah. But there's a shayla if she's allowed to learn mechlal. But stuff that she's supposed to learn, that she's supposed to know, like how to bake cakes and all that stuff, that you're supposed to learn. Daf Yomi, of course. I'm sure that video is going to come out today and shit. I should watch after today. I'm sure it's coming up.
Well, if not, something else.
Yeah, something else with a lady. But anyway, Lamaisa, we know that we already spoke about this Chafetz Chaim, the whole thing, the Masak and the lady should learn. But more than that, what Shulchan Aruch does bring down, that any lady that helps the kid learn, which means gets them ready and gets them out, they split the schar with the husband. I mean, don't think that you're getting all the schar because you're sitting here drinking coffee and shul. No, you're getting nothing if you sit drinking coffee in school. Yeah, but if you're just drinking coffee in shul, you get nothing. You have to go home.
So your wife gets happy, you get nothing.
Yeah. Lemailoi. Lemailoi. Menalon, how do you know that he's a chiyuv to give a bris? Exactly. Thank you for sticking up for me. If
he doesn't understand.
By the way, if Goldstein wasn't here, none of these guys would understand what's wrong. Because he's a mathematician, you know. Can't put through anything past you, man. If Papa's not around, then Bezdin's got to do it. He gets older, he's got to take the knife to himself. How about her? How do you know mom's potter? That's only at that point. So Tois is a bambakash. I don't understand. What are you talking about? Typically, it's one of those. That's not called man grama. From 8 days and on, it's chiyuv forever. It's still a mezuzah on Gramah, because even when it's a chiyuv at then, it's only by yom. So he says, we're going to the Omar, the Mila Shalom is man, and the Hag is Bem Yom and Laila. A Mila Shalom is man, and the Mechuyuv, the minute you could do the job, you do the job. Your kids were late, right? Avi, your kids were late?
Chris,
yeah. And then we remember the Mayo said do right now, we did it that morning. Remember, you all to doodled.
To doodle later.
But we did it that day. You rushed. Yes, you could do it the next day. Cheesecake wasn't ready. Cheesecake wasn't ready and some other stuff. I don't forget what. Yeah.
He had a coupon for the next day.
It's a doodle. He'll tell you.
Baby A and baby B. It's a doodle.
Yeah.
Almost.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We take leave now. Hatzlacha Rabbi in the meeting. Hatzlacha Rabbi in the meeting. We'll have you in mind. Liftoisoi. Okay. Menolon. Lechsev. Kol b'char banecha.
Don't make chubby jokes.
Kol b'char banecha tifte. Halt the mile. Kol b'char banecha tifte. Ve'echad loy parkeavua. Mechayv uva the mifrake. He himself has to redeem himself. Lechsev. Padei sifte. And in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that if a guy doesn't have a papa, you take a tas shel kesef and you hang it on his neck like a necklace, and it says loy padui. When he gets older, if he wants that necklace off, he redeems himself. Otherwise, that's the guys in shul who wear the necklace. Yesterday I had padui. Anyway, okay. 1 second. If you eat menolim, then lemon chayva live from knafsho. They say tifte tif pade tifte kol shachem mitzvah 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 mitzvah. If you nobody's going to redeem you, you're not going to redeem yourself. Menayin shein achem mitzvah mitzvah. They're like, oh, kol b'char banecha tifte banecha lemon esecha. It's only boys, not girls. There's no chiyupin yamem a girl melo. Then I'm going to turn our bottom. Who lived also? Ubeno lived also. One second. Yeah. A lot of stuff here, man. Okay. Oh man. Okay, a lot of stuff here. Tana Rabbanan. Hu liftoso, ubeno liftos.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we got a few long ones here. That's real good stuff. Real good stuff. A lot of stuff. A lot of agendas here. Who lived dice? You got him and his son. Who cut him benai? He's before his son. You daimer benai cut my. No, you do his son first. Why? Shazam mitzvah alaviv. When it comes to your own mitzvah, you have a chiyah for yourself. Shazam mitzvah benai alav. It's an added benefit. So he has. It's a mitzvah for him, and he has a son's mitzvah. It's like an interesting thing. It's not one mitzvah. Amir akam oidim. Who, right? You have him and his son.
Wow.
Him and his son. You have to do his son first.
Right.
Why?
Because his mitzvah is not mukul on him, it's on his father's mukul.
I understand, but now he's older. He's 40 years old. His father's
right,
not around.
The original mitzvah was on
him. But now he has a chiyuv himself.
But he's only secondary. He only took over from his father. Whereas his not kid
now.
Is fully him.
Not
that's
now.
That's
what the words are. B'nai kai moshe ze mitzvah se'al aviv.
I understand, but right now that's not the case.
So you're asking
the original Mishnah, yeah.
You're asking a question,
yeah.
Judah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, we can answer. Questions we can go by then.
I don't know.
You were explaining.
No. You guys are not done.
Hash it out.
I call Moedim, call it Lek Alechomish Slime. If you only have $5, who could live tonight? So if you only have $5, no question that he's before his son. My time, Mr. Gufi Adifa. Means you have $5 that is coming to you from somewhere else. You know, you owed money, and you have $5 that's sitting in the bank. You read the
Sabbath. Because then the son could still be paying himself later on. He can't.
So then it should be fakert.
The money. It should be the father.
On this case or the case before?
It's only $5.
Yeah. Marcus is missing the goof for his other.
I'm saying a separate reason. The father, if he only has the money for one, he has no other opportunities to...
can make money. Stock market goes up and down.
I'm assuming it's...
Every day. There's no money in stocks.
You could rake leaves.
There's no leaves to rake.
Leaves are going to fall eventually.
So that's the question. Wait.
Because right now, there's a chiyah. The mitzvah's burning right now. Right now, you only have $5. No, but it was he's a man.
He has two options right in front of
him. He has right now two options. He can either do his son's mitzvah. We just said that mitzvah the son is better than him, right? Mitzvah the son is better than him because his son's chiv and his chiv was his father's chiv.
We'll figure it out while you're babysitting.
You woke Shelly up, by the way. He's one of the chaperones. Bus director.
That's what their father's doing.
By the way, that was one of the text messages that they asked all the teachers going along, and he says, no, he's actually looking for volunteers to go with the kids. So 600 kids, Avi, you're hired
teachers,
to go.
And the teachers aren't going?
No. How could they go? The kids are out of school.
What?
They're going to
America. You don't have to go to America.
Kids are not necessarily.
By the way, this guy's going to have the hardest time fundraising this year.
Nah. He's good at what he does. Keep looking at the Ike Chamish Mishabad and Chamish Menechayim. Rabbi Dosavar, Mavach Sebatara Kiksubishtar, Damia.
Right?
Bahani Chamish Parak Labre.
I don't know why he's in a rent like
this. Bahani Chamish Parak Labre. Vaaz Akayim, Vatarfle, the Chamish Mishabadim. The Kayan goes for his Shibud, means he's already he's an old time loan. Dad, the Kayan says, listen, Lang just bought a property for me not long ago. Take from that property, ask Lang, $5, because he owes it to me. He owes it to you. Rabbanan Tam, no. Milvuk Sibarais, Lav Ksuba Shtar Damia. Vilka Mitzvah de Gufi Adif. Talk after him, Kippa. Vilka Mitzvah de Gufi Adif. Tara Rabbanan. Liftoi, he says, Benoi. Let's do this one. Liftoi is Benoi. Vilal is a regal. Yeah, open the windows. Liftoi is Benoi, Vilal is a regal. Poyd is Benoi. Vakach oil a regal. So basically, if you have to be paid to your son or go up to do oil regal, we both chiyuv their isa. So what you do is paid to his benoy v'ach oil regal. Reb Yehuda Imer, oil regal v'ach paid his benoy. No, punk vakert. Go up to Jerusalem to Schneller. Shazu mitzvah iveris. Shazu mitzvah shen iveris. Schneller is gone because the regulars only last 7 days. But the piyam ben will do when he comes back. He'll go rake some leaves and then he'll go, what's it called? Mishlam Yehuda can come a time. What's trying to be a rabbanon? The way the sequence of events of the psukim, I feel bad. I'm not using the psukim, but I'm just letting you know there's about 280 psukim. So at least we'll use this one. We'll use this one. It says the way of the pasuk is kol b'chara b'necha tivde. The lo Europe and I rekom, so you see that's afterwards. I mean, that's why we do that one. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Now, this is Rabbi Yasha brings down a Shiloh. This is a very interesting Shiloh. He says, how could you have the from the Mishaber Locha Klaus a Shiloh? What's Pshan's Gemara? You have a mitzvah of other regal, you have a mitzvah of Pinyan Ben, you only have $5. It says by a mitzvah it says Ayyavazva Jason Khaimish. So why are you spending any money? You have no money, so you don't have in the mitzvah at all. We have a halacha that when it comes to a mitzvah, you don't have to be mitzvah. The what? A mitzvah.
Yeah.
So what's pshat? You have to spend this money at all? You don't have any money. You have $5 left in your name. So that's it. You're potter. So the Mishabura says. Mishabura says the whole din of Ayiv Azayas and Chaimish is only a takana that you should not become an ani. So a mela would be made a takana that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to become poor doing a mitzvah. But if you're already poor, like shulmais, then you don't need, then of course you spend the money. Some say that this is a chi of Torah that you can't get out of. You have a chi of Torah that you pay to your son. Okay, let's go right there. Torah about him. Nine shem ha'yuloi chamisha banim nechamish nashim. Okay, this guy's hot. He's got five different marriages, five different kids. Some five different marriages, all firstborns. Shechai lived to his kulan. That, I guess he was trying to have a girl. It didn't work after five, he gave up. Shechai lived to his kulan. And let me call b'chol b'necho tivdev.
Sixth one was a girl.
Call b'chol b'necho. All your kids. Pshita Paterechem. Pshita Paterechem Talachmana. What do you mean? The Allah is Paterechem. It's firstborn. Ma'atema. Neila Bechar Bechar Menachlo. Ma'ala Rashis. Oh no. Only the first one. Afkan Rashis. Oh no. Kamashman. No. This goes by Paterechem. And Paterechem, it's the mother. Lil Motairo. Menol. Nachsiv Lamantam Oysam. As Benechem. You have to teach your kids. Tairo. Vechloy Agmir Avuah. If Papa didn't teach him, you have to teach yourself. How about the woman? She has to teach. Right. If you're mechuyev to teach, you're saying the same thing. Which is her, any mitzvah lamed. V'i menolad leivachai. So hot these guys. V'i menolad leivachayev. How do you know she's not mechuyev? Lemelech nafsho. How do you know she's not mechuyev to teach herself? He's saying the whole thing is that she doesn't have to teach herself. So maybe she doesn't teach the guy. How do you know she's not mechuyev to teach herself? And how do you know the other people are not a good teacher? And it's interesting that the Baruch Ber brings down from his Rebbe, Reb Chaim, that this halacha, it says you're supposed to teach your kid learning, and then it says also omnis. Koshem lam omnis lam tiflus. So he says, there's a chiyuv v'gisa b'yom v'layla. So what's this omnis business? So Mara says lam tiflus. If you don't teach him omnis, you're teaching him to milastes, because he'll be poor. So he says, you only have to teach your son omnis to keep him away from being milastes abrius. But only to that effect. It means you're not supposed to teach your kid omnis. He doesn't have to become Donald Trump. doesn't become the Welt's Gewehr. Just enough to keep him off the streets. After that, the Gisa will be having lives. The Chiv to learn a whole day. It means the Chiv is to learn a whole day. There is a problem that if you don't teach a kid a business, so when it comes and he needs Parnaso, he'll be stuck. That Chiv you have to fulfill. But only Azoy Vaid that he shouldn't be stuck. More than that, there's no Chiv and there's Pon Faker, there's Chiv Faker, the Gisa will be having lives. Supersedes it, yeah.
Wow.
Super sal. Talking about a hu lilmoid, ubenoi lilmoid. Okay, listen to this one. So this is crazy Gemara. So hu lilmoid, ubenoi lilmoid, hu kaid lilmoid. So you have a chiv to learn first. Who do I mean? No. In benoi zoriz, umemulo, umutzluch, they change the tzionim, change the lashon. Mamuluch is a salty, you know, it means he's sharp. In benoi zoriz, umemuluch, vitamudim is kaim yaday. So it means you have a guy who's just, it don't go in. He just never went in. But his son is hot like he can't imagine. What we call in today's society, mitzuyanim. So, benoi kaidmai. Then, of course, send your son to yeshiva. My father used to always tell me, I work too hard to pay tuition for you. If you're not going to learn, I'm going to yeshiva. You go to work. He used to always tell me that. I don't know. Kyodri of Yaakov, Rey Dev Akav, Rey Yaakov, Shodri Avul, Kamid Abaya, Ki Asa, Chaz Lehem, Chadnish Maitzeh. He saw it wasn't sticking. The kid was learning and learning and learning, 250 tutors, and ain't going to work on Saturday. I'm like, I know Adif Minach. You know what? You're like they say in English, dumbbell. Tuv at, you can imagine the chinuch, waste of time. Tuv at, I guess in those days the chinuch wasn't today, it wasn't positive reinforcement. Today they say, no, you're so great. You keep on learning and you never know. Eventually you get it. Yeah. Okay. Tuv at, I've been down that road. Tuvat the Ezel Ana. You know what? You come home. You go to work, and I'll go to learn because you're not being matzliach. So instead of me paying tuition for you, you take over the pizza shop, and I'll kick in. Shama Abaya the Kava Asi. Here Abaya heard that this Rav Yaakov was coming, so he said. Havasahu Mazik, they had a big problem with that Beis Medrash. There was a Mazik, they used to go Beis Medrash, Berabon and Abaya. There was this Mazik in there, the Chiyava Island, they trade, Afil be Imam Mahamaski. Even if two people went in, even by day, usually Mazikim and Mazik, they're scared. The demons, they're scared to Mazik at that point. But they this seven headed demon would be Mazik, even it was fearless. Even they, it would be Mazik people. People walking around hinkadik. So what he did is, he heard that the big gun's coming. So he said, Amalu loy lay inish ushpiza, don't give him any place to stay. And Efshe Mizrach Nisa, and it will be a nace, and he'll end up killing this seven-headed beast. Oh, Bas Bahu, Berabonon. He ended up...
Where does it say that seven heads?
You'll see in a minute. Oh, Bas Bahu, Berabonon. He ended up staying in the Bismarish. Idmile Ketanina, the Shiva Yishvase. He ended up meeting this demon with seven heads. Kol Kriya the Kara, Nosachad Reshe. Every by Shemoneh Esrei, every bow they took was one head fell off, and the Rishonim speak out, you only bow four times. How did seven heads fall off? Some say it was by Oyser Shalom. Oyser Shalom, Imraim, you know, you go back. But some say that it was four heads. Erechaim was only four heads, and that's Roiv. And the rest, the other three, they knocked him off. Once he was three quarters dead, like Arafat, nine lives, you know. So once he got four heads down, I'd say it was done. Amalul Lamachar, afterwards he told them, the next day, he says, Eloi Sarach Nisho Sekente, what's wrong with you guys? I know why you guys didn't put me up anywhere, because you wanted me to kill this demon. But you're lucky because what's it called? Now it's very interesting. The Chshukachem brings down from Ari Levine, his Zayda, Rayash of Shver, that Ari Levine, there was a hospital for Mitzurayim in Eretz Yisrael, and it was a very catchy sickness, something, and nobody went to visit these people in the hospital. And Ari Levine, every single day, would go visit them. And they asked Rayash, how is he allowed to go in there and be Misakan himself? And Rayash says that he's allowed to, because by him is no Sakana. And the Marshal says the same thing over here. Lamaisa, how did they lie to put him as a Kano? They knew that he was a Tzad, the Gomer, and that he was, there's no question. He's going to be Mr. Ach's Nisa. So before you do this, you got to be careful. Talk about him. Lil Matara, Velisa Isha. A guy The question is, to learn Torah or to get married? This is a big shiloh. Means a guy has a taiva, a guy lamaisa, he's you know, he's got his needs, but lamaisa has to learn. And once you're married, you know how it is. You can't learn. You got the kids, nachlas, this, that. It's very hard. Do carpool, running back and forth. So yilmud Torah v'lisa isha, yilmud Torah. So you should learn. V'akis isha, v'im yev shaloi b'lo isha. Lamaisa kentzach anhalten yisi isha v'akim Torah. So first get married. And then learn Torah. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, halacha, noisi isha v'akim Torah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, richayim b'tzavara v'yasur Torah. How? I don't understand. You should get married and then learn? You can't learn when you have a wife. It's impossible. Look at us. We get up an hour early before our wives get up to learn. Otherwise, we'd never be able to learn. Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns that when it comes to Bnei Bavel, they would go, means the guys from Lakewood, they're going to Yitzchak to learn. You get married. You take care of your needs, and then you go to Chol for a year. So now there's no problem. You have everything in the bag. You had to took care of your problems, and now you can go learn Ruig. But Bnei Yisrael that learn close to the house, that's a big problem because the wife is nagged. You know, when are you coming home? They take out the garbage. That's how Rosh learns. Tosis switches it around.